All right, we'll go ahead and get started today. My apologies for that. I don't know if that was intentional on the part of building management, but I will find out. Mr. Bowen.
Yeah. Ms. Examiner, Mr. Paul, do you think we might take just a couple seconds to talk about today's schedule?
Sure.
With witnesses, you know, trying to...
I know at 1:15 we'll be having public testimony. I know that two nurses are expected to come in at that time. Yeah.
My sense, and I'll look at Mr. Rogan here and Ms. Haynes, is that the presentation on the minute may be concluded this morning.
Potentially. I predict by noon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then we would move into the testimony at 1:15 to the public.
Right.
And I think then the minute case may be concluded subject to official public testimony.
Is the department going to be presenting?
Yes.
But you expect to have that completed as well?
Well, I'm not sure that the department will get in.
So maybe a little after, okay. And
okay.
Then in talking to Claudia, it appears, and Ms. Newman, it appears that your witnesses, you feel, may not be available then.
Based on the schedule, I think from my sessions with the appellants, most are expecting the SEPA appeals to begin on Wednesday.
It's an estimated schedule. It says so.
I understand.
Okay. So we're going to be starting the SEPA appeals immediately after. And so somebody better have their witnesses here. It'll be, what, mid-afternoon?
Sounds like it, yeah, maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a request regarding the process of cross-examination with the men. As it's unfolded so far, I've felt it hasn't really been a meaningful opportunity to cross-examine because we are receiving an enormous amount of new information. The memo yesterday is a good example, and it's very difficult to turn on a dime and be able to cross-examine immediately after the witness testifies. And I am requesting the opportunity to perhaps recall the witnesses after the presentation so we can have a little breathing room to review the material and do an effective cross-examination.
The applicant would strenuously object to that accommodation. There's the rules, and there's no amended order that provides for cross-examination as part of a MIMP hearing.
Hearing examiner rules do.
Cross-examination.
Section 5.
Well, we're not offering these witnesses as expert witnesses.
Oh, of course they are.
Well, still, I would object to this accommodation.
I understand the objection to the accommodation. They are expert witnesses. Cross-examination is allowed under Section 5 of the Hearing Examiner Rules, or MIMPs and rezones, for that matter. I am not going to make the accommodation of recalling an expert witness unless you want to pay for them.
Okay, I just want to note for the record that it's going to affect our ability to give meaningful cross-examination.
Understood.
And I'd like to simply clarify that we would be afforded redirect.
Oh, of course.
I have a question, and that is if we don't do the EIS portions starting tomorrow, and we do that this afternoon.
Well, we'll start it, yes.
Yes, so for clarification, so I understand what needs to happen, will we be presenting? I just want to make sure I'm understanding. Will the appellants be presenting first or bringing their witnesses first?
Right. You have the burden of proof. You present your cases first, obviously with cross-examination by the other parties. And so, yes, you would need to have your witnesses here to get started. And so I'm assuming that some of you probably can get your witnesses here. It may not be the order that you had planned, but...
So would we have an opportunity at some point in time to contact, because I had made arrangements with mine... For tomorrow.
It would be great if we could hear what's going on.
Oh, I apologize. Is that better?
Probably not, given the way our microphones work. We'll just have to see.
Okay. The reason I ask is because there was an issue that you were going to make a determination about the expert versus a witness.
Right, and that will come first at the very outset of the SEPA appeals.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, then before we actually need to call our witnesses, we'll be going through on that piece first.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know how long that takes or exactly what happens that way.
Well, let me ask the other side. You had depositions noted. Did you take those depositions?
Yes.
So you're not going to need to do voir dire in order for us to make a decision on expert witness status?
I think with the exception of maybe one or two witnesses, we don't anticipate doing voir dire.
Okay.
And if we do voir dire, it won't be for very long.
Okay, and the question would be whether they need to be here is what we're trying to decide at that time.
That's, yes, because I didn't know if they needed to be here for that part or not.
So tell me which ones you think you would need to.
Okay.
You would need to question versus.
Nicholas Richter.
Okay, and the others, you've got the deposition.
Yes.
All right.
And Nicholas won't be arriving from Oakland until Friday.
That's right.
So
in that case, we will not be deciding his status until Friday.
Okay. So with the rest of them, we'll be deciding possibly today and if not tomorrow morning.
It's probably going to be today. It's only going to take a few minutes.
Okay.
If one of them is going to be testifying, they do need to be here.
Okay. So may I have an opportunity then to reach to them to let them know and if I can have an approximate time frame? Because two of them we're paying for. So we were trying to figure out how to get them here without having them sit in the audience
right.
for a few hours.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about that. I'm assuming that it's going to be, I don't know how many people are going to show up for public testimony at 1:15. So that makes it a little more difficult. Let's assume, I think safely, that they could arrive at 2. And we'll take them when they get here.
And is there an opportunity for me to be able to contact them to ask them to be here at about 2?
Yes.
As many of them as possible.
Although we are getting started late, we'll take a short break, and you can make your phone calls at that time.
Okay.
That's before noon.
Okay.
Before noon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I have another question regarding procedure related to the minutes. We're not exactly parties to that.
Exactly.
We're allowed to ask questions.
Right.
And I'm wondering whether we will be allowed at the end of the testimony to